Oh man, like I want to teach them so much, but sometimes they just start teaching me stuff. I'm impressed by how creative all of my kids are.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I'm happy to have this guy. Not only is he a good friend, we used to talk fatherhood together. So we're going to be talking a little bit more fatherhood, but we're also going to be talking about the great company he works for, Big Commerce. Whether you're, you know, looking to start your own business or you already have a business and you need some desperate help, my boy Patrick Quinn is going to teach you how Big Commerce is going to help you make your life a lot easier. Patrick, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I am doing fantastic, man. I miss our little conversations, our weekly geek show talks.
Yeah, and like just think about too, like especially like the geek talk, like how many movies are in the MCU that we could just be discussing and talking about and just going on and on about this movie and this character, whatever the case may be.
But or rather, how many of them I'm behind on, because you're always like, you're always like 20 movies ahead of me and I never seem to catch up. But yeah, man, it's I'm glad to be here on the show with you.
Well, okay, don't sell your geek self short, because you'd be like, hey, did you check out this book yet? And I'm like, no. Hey, have you played Cuphead yet? No, you should. I'm like, all right, cool. Hey, have you played this video game? No, I haven't. Or hey, have you checked out this movie? No, I haven't. Or like the show, like, there's so many, like there's so much streaming shows and all that stuff. So it's hard to like, you know, I dig your taste and I appreciate like the suggestions. And you're like, have you watched this yet? And I'm like, no.
For shame. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. It's always a good balance. Like you're always, you hit just, I think like more in quantity. And then I just get some stuff that might be like off to the sides, you know, that both of us need to be checking out. So
like in the shadows, off to the sides, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
All right, man. We'll probably talk a little bit more about geek culture in a second, but as always, bring, you know, when I bring guys on like yourself on talking about their fatherhood journey, when you find out you're going to be a dad, man, what's going through your mind?
You know what? Just excitement. You know, for when I first found out, you know, it's it was something that we'd been trying, and we were like, oh yeah, we'll just kind of, you know, just let it fly. We'll see what happens. And we, you know, we've known people who it took a while. You know, it was a struggle for them. And you know, you just don't know what you're going to get. And then, yeah, found out I was going to be having our little gal. Well, I didn't find out it was a gal at that point, but yeah, it was just excitement. A lot of it just not really knowing even what to expect, you know, just excitement, because it's like, oh, cool, a new thing. And then, you know, without the knowledge of what is you're actually in store for. It was a bit of a naive excitement, I suppose.
Nice, man. And one of the things I love about you is your creativity. You're one of the most creative people I know, man. And so I see that in, you know, just knowing, you know, your kids and all that. I know that, you know, you're going to pass on creativity, but what are some of the things you're looking to teach them, sir?
Oh man, like I want to teach them so much, but sometimes they just start teaching me stuff. I'm impressed by how creative all of my kids are in all different ways. You know, Kaylee is a performer and dancer and stuff like that, but she also like she'll be doing a presentation. And I just think back to when I was in school, and it was just like a standard, you know, you're going to write a couple of paragraphs, put it out there, and she'll be like, okay, here's what I'll do. I can make this video on my phone. And she's got like video editing skills that I didn't even have at like 38, you know, and she's on there just, you know, putting together videos or scripts and writing plays and stuff that will go along with her lessons. That kind of stuff's incredible. My older son, he's a great artist. He just finds, like, he likes quieter stuff. He's not a big performer, but he really is he's just a creative guy in general. And then my youngest, who just turned 6 today, actually. Happy Yay. Birthday, Max. He had to do this presentation where he invented a new insect. And man, the kid like killed it. He was up there. He was a kind of a combination of the two. You know, he's up there. He's talking about his insect. He's talking about all the different things it has and why it protects itself. And, you know, he's performing his whole diorama. And it's just amazing. It's good to know that like that kind of stuff passes down to the kids. So yeah.
Nice, man. Okay. So you and your son can probably create a new toy line of insects, right? There you go.
Perfect. Yes. For some reason, this one insect eats birds. So yes. I don't know. I'm not sure how the bird people are going to like this in our new toys, but they're just going to have to accept it.
Nice, man. You were just talking about how your oldest, she was like, teaching you the ropes about different video editing and all that good stuff. Right. And you learned some things from your sons, but what is something that they have taught you either about life or about yourself that you would like to share, man?
You know, it'll sound cliche, but they taught me how to be a better person, how to be a person for someone else, like it's not before having kids. It's not saying I was a selfish person, but yeah. I lived for me, I lived for me and to a smaller degree, the relationships I had, family members, things like that. But then, once I had the kids, then all of a sudden it's like every decision, every aspect of what I do or what I don't do is weighed with them in mind, that they are the reason for doing things or the reason for not doing things, or, they inform almost all of my decisions of what I can be or what I should be or what I can or should not be doing. So I guess that's the kind of knowledge that they passed on to me inadvertently, that they just became every decision I make, essentially.
Love it, man. Great answer right there. And
thank you.
You are a good prankster, right? You're like maybe like when, you're like the Loki of the group, a good prankster. You actually let me help in on one of your April Fool's pranks, which was
amazing.
So much fun to be a part of. Have they pranked you? Have they gotten the good old, Loki master? Have they pulled a fast one over you?
Oh, they have a few times. And as you're saying that, I was like, I hope he doesn't ask because I can't remember what it is, but Kaylee got me with something recently. Max is always trying to get one over on me. Joseph did something. Yeah, every single one of them have gotten me in some aspect. Joseph just one of the sillier things. Not really. I shouldn't say it's a prank, but he has the little green army men, and he's got a bucket of a couple of hundred of them, and he just hid them everywhere around our house, like everywhere. So this is months ago and I'm still discovering them, I'm at my bathroom sink and I look up and on the light fixture, there's just a little rifleman staring down at me, So it's just like an ongoing thing with him that, it's just fun to discover because it just reminds me of like, he just had a goofy idea one day, a couple of months ago. And here I am still like, stumbling upon this, this prank that he pulled. It's so great. It's so great and dumb. I know.
It's not dumb. It's actually genius because they're small enough that they don't stand out. And when you finally see one and you're like, all right, you just maybe put it there. And then like you see a couple more and like, wait, is this becoming a trend, right? I love it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. One more question before we get into big commerce. Dad hack or piece of advice you'd have to new dads, what would it be?
From my dad?
No, like dad hacks, like just from you, like for you, like what is a dad hack that works for you or a piece of advice that you'd like to share to new dads?
You know what? I give this advice to every person I know who's going to become a new dad, a new mom, a new big brother. The one big piece of advice I give to everybody is get yourself a pizza wheel for cutting up the kids' food when you have a little baby. When they're turning into toddlers and they need to eat the small food, you could sit there with a knife and slowly cut up those little like squares, or you can get a pizza wheel and just wheel the crap out of it for 2 seconds. And then all of a sudden you have these tiny little chunks of food and it's amazing. It's a time saver. It's fantastic. That's early on if you're becoming a parent. As a general dad,
by the way, that is such a great hack, man.
Thank you. Yes. As a parent, it's more of a life hack for yourself is learn to get up early, get up before your kids, to give yourself
5 a.m. ninja.
Yeah. 5 a.m. ninja. You got to get up and stay quiet so they don't wake up. But if you train yourself into that, getting up at that time, you get that time for yourself that you generally don't get anyway. You can prepare for like when the kids wake up. So when they're up for school, you know, you're not scrambling to put together their lunches and trying to get them all ready. Like you can have all that stuff done and enjoy some time with them in the morning, you know, talk to them a little bit, sit down with them while they're having breakfast. And yeah, so if somebody, if you're not a morning person, maybe try to be, just do it for yourself. And I'm telling you, it pays off and dividends. It's great.
Nice. Thank you for those two. And I'm also going to award you with another one. You had these great videos about like cooking or having your kids cook, but you're cooking with them. And I think that's such a great way because not only does it teach them life skills, but you and I know that if they actually make it, they will eat it.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. They make it, they're proud of it. They want to eat it. It's a great life skill. And you know what? You're right. I should have thought of that one too, because when I was doing the Just Cook Dad series, my son, he was really small then, but he still likes cooking. And Kaylee also, she still does it occasionally, but Joseph, especially, he'll get in there and he makes concoctions. He puts together like, you know, strange meals and stuff and tests them out. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but they're in there. Kaylee last night was making brownies on her own. I'm going to win on that. Joseph wanted to make cookies, but Kaylee already had the oven. I was going to win either way. So, you know, this is something that it'll pay off for you down the line if you can get your kids involved in something like that.
Oh, yeah. So three great hacks, three for the price of one. Thank you very much for sharing that. Another great bargain, another great idea is BigCommerce, man. It's a company you work for. You told me about them. Check it out, especially for me running a business. And especially depending on how size of your business, no matter if it's big, small, medium, whatever the case may be, BigCommerce is going to help you out no matter which, you know, size company you have. Talk a little bit about, like, first give an overview of BigCommerce and we'll go into some other things as well.
Yeah, for sure. So if people don't know what BigCommerce is, then they are completely in line with me, because until I was interviewing with the company, I didn't know what they were. And I thought it was just like a marketing agency. But it's an e-commerce platform. Most people know Shopify really well. So if you go online to any place and you want to buy something off of their website, that's e-commerce. You're buying goods or a service, or if you're a business buying from another business online, that's e-commerce. So BigCommerce is one of the companies that helps merchants by creating the stores for them. You know, they have all the functionality of, you know, not just putting up your items, but then also having the shipping solutions, having things set up for payment, having laws, you know, having things set up for, depending on what you're selling, but like across state laws, selling in different countries. Like there's all these bazillion different things that you don't think about when you're just starting a business, especially if it's a small business. You know, it could be something that you're just like, oh, I'm just going to sell locally. But what if that starts growing? You know, a company like BigCommerce has all that stuff in place, so that all you really need to do is link up your website to BigCommerce and then essentially just drag and drop your items into your spot, set it up the way that you want it to look. And then all the sales from that point on is taken on by BigCommerce. But a lot of people don't know the name BigCommerce, unfortunately, even though, like I said, I didn't even know about it when I was interviewing. They are located in Austin, where I live. They're a 1300 person company. They're traded on NASDAQ. And I had no idea who they were, you know? So yeah. I'm still telling people, like, when they say, what is BigCommerce? I say, you know what Shopify is? And they say, yes. And I say, okay, BigCommerce is the better version of that.
Nice, there you go. Yeah.
So that's what it does. And I've been working here for, yesterday was literally my 1 year anniversary. And
congrats,
it's been a fantastic company to work for. They're growing like crazy. And like you said, they handle businesses from, like, literally if you're starting a knitting business, and there's a solution for somebody like that, all the way up to like some of our bigger clients are like Skull Candy or Ben and Jerry's, these like enterprise level companies that sell globally, and they sell multiple products, hundreds of products. Sometimes companies even have like sub companies within it. So there's like all this stuff that needs to be figured out. And that's what BigCommerce does, is it figures it out for them and makes it easy so that the brands are able to concentrate on their sales, concentrate on developing more products or whatever it is.
Love it, man. Yeah. And what, something you mentioned, I kind of want to go back on is, let's just say you're, you know, selling in a certain state, right? Depending on what products it could be, some of them might not ship, be able to ship out for to other states or other countries or whatever the case may be, but BigCommerce can kind of help with that. And one of the things too, that we've all been frustrated, like we want some help, how are we going to do it? BigCommerce has people 24/7 to help you out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great, great customer service. But then also, I mean, before even you need to get to that point, there's, it's just a really easy thing to set up. Like honestly, anybody who's even remotely tech savvy, which it makes, which is almost all of us now, you know, everybody's used to the most simple things, you know, unless it's like my mom, then it's anybody can really create their own online store. So yeah, having BigCommerce behind you, not only for the service part of it, but it's the simplicity of it. It's setting up your store extremely quickly, extremely easily, having it running like that, having no downtime also, like always, it always being there for, being there and on, and you don't have to think about the fact that it might drop for a day when you have like really big sales. So it's all that stuff, but then also, like, you know, it has marketing functionality. You can help to, you can sell directly to social platforms with it. Like there's just so much involved with it that just comes with the package, that it just makes it kind of incredible for anybody who's starting a business or who already has an established business and they want to scale, they want to be and have that simplicity. Yeah.
No doubt, man. And another thing too is I like BigCommerce and the fact that there's a free trial period.
Yes.
Go in, see what it's about. And if you like it, cool, let's continue it. But like having no strings attached at the beginning is pretty sweet, right? Just because you don't know, because especially let's just take, I mean, if you're a big company, right? You have a bunch of capital, you have a bunch of people, sure. You start like, oh, let's just try this out. Those mid-level or small level businesses, like if they're pinching their pennies and trying to budget things, right? They're like, will this help me? You have a 14-day trial where you kind of know, especially if you are running a successful business, you're going to know if something is going to help you or not. And I'd say pretty much 10 times out of 10, BigCommerce will help people who do the free trial, but explain the free trial, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, somebody can jump on there. They're able to like exactly what you said, test it out, see if it's going to work. See like what the things a lot of people don't think about is like when you're jumping onto a platform, you a lot of times don't really know exactly what you need until you need it. So it's nice to know that like the solutions will be there for you, or to test it out and see if that solution is there or is not. One of the great things about BigCommerce is, and I've only learned this from working with the people that I work with, the influencers and other people that have said, like, what I like about BigCommerce is the fact that when you get the basic package, it has a lot more functionality in it than other competitors do. For those competitors, you get kind of nickel and dimed. It's like, oh, you want to do this thing? Here, there's a plugin. It's a little bit more. Here's another plugin. It's a little bit more. But with BigCommerce, you can jump on there. You can do this, the trial. You can try it out and see like how it fits. See if there's that functionality that your company needs that you didn't think of before. You know, it's like when you move to a new place and you don't realize that you don't have that spatula until the second you need the spatula. So you need that trial time to get in there, get going, and you know, and realize that it is the right solution for you, or maybe you need something more.
Gotcha. Nice, man. Yeah. And I guess it's kind of, you know, wrap it up in a bow. You're gonna have those nervous Nellies, right? That might be in like, I don't know, like again, I know it's the trial and all that stuff, but sometimes people are like, is it gonna be more headaches? Is it gonna be more headaches? Is it gonna be more hassle for me to like now, you know, integrate BigCommerce into my business and all that? From the stuff I've been seeing, and obviously you can tell me better since you work for them, but like from the stuff I've been working around with BigCommerce and things I've been researching on, it's not like you said, anybody can do it, but like, if there's, is there like a common question or a common theme that people might have questions about in the sense of like, should I trust, like when I say trust, but should I use BigCommerce? Like, what are some of the maybe typical questions people might ask you in your company that you can kind of dispel right here?
Yeah, one of the big ones is the ease of migration. So, for somebody
Nice.
who's just starting, then not a problem. You're just going to pick your first one and you're going to take off. But there's a lot of people out there who, they've had a business that's been running on a different platform, or they've been running it themselves and they've just hit this ceiling where they can't do more because it's just too much time invested into all of the stuff they need to do. So they want to find out, like, if I take this and I move it to BigCommerce, like, how hard is it going to be? What's the process? And I mean, I can't speak to the exact process because I'm not one of the engineers, but from what I've understood from speaking with the people that I've spoken with, they make it really easy. They make it super seamless. And people never know. Like, if I'm on, artoffatherhood.com, and then I go to your merch store, from my perspective, I'm still on artoffatherhood.com, even though I'm on the BigCommerce site. It just looks exactly like yours. The URL is exactly the same. So when somebody is going to migrate their stuff over, it's a seamless process. It's super simple. It's super quick from what I understand. And a user wouldn't even notice a switch at all. They would just all of a sudden have, a commerce store that is, they might notice it's a little faster. They might notice that the payment systems are easier. They might notice that there's more ways to pay, like, oh, you want to pay with crypto? We could do that on BigCommerce,
Nice.
You want to, you're selling beauty goods and, you're having shipping problems because of like, certain countries, we have shipping solutions that help you to get that stuff into those countries, So it's just really all about taking away the headache from the merchant, from the person who's running the business, or the person who wants to start a small business. I mean, we've all been in COVID for 2 years. There's so many people they call, the great migrate, the great what is it? Not migration, the great resignation. Where
Yeah.
everybody, a lot of people are quitting their jobs and they want to start their own business. They realize working from home is pretty great. All these people that are out there who want to spend more time with their kids, they can get their store going pretty quickly. And it's not just like hats and shirts and stuff like that, but if you have digital products you can sell, if you're a good writer or you're a teacher or you're an artist or something like that, and you want to do these online courses, you can sell that kind of stuff. So it's really just like, find what it is that you might be passionate about that you think has some value that you can give out to the world. And create a store, and it's I forget the exact number, but the most basic plan is like $30 a month, 40,
Perfect. And that, and
something like
that's a
that.
that that's not I mean that's not expensive at all. And all of the things that you would gain from it, especially running a business and like you said, less headaches. And all the stuff that BigCommerce is doing is to try not only make your life easier, but your customers' life easier. And if it's easy for your customers, guess what? Repeat customers, which means better business for you, which means more
Yeah.
sales, which means more success, right?
Exactly, and it's stuff that I've never thought of. When I hear about the stuff that we have, I'm like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, dang it, I'm gonna forget what it's called now, but the kind of thing where it's like, if you sign on to do a payment once, you can go to different sites and that thing is there to pay for you no matter what. Like, you don't have to type in all your stuff, there's stuff like cart abandonment, which, it's gotten me a bunch of times where I go and I'm looking at something and I'm like, eh, never mind, I don't want to buy it today. And then all of a sudden the next day, I get an email that it's like, hey, we remember you were looking at this thing. And I'm like, dang it, I am going to buy it. And then I
Yeah.
buy it on the second day, so they get me. So that
You're
kind of stuff
almost
there.
there email being like, you're almost there.
Yeah. We want you back. Here's 4% off. I'm like, wow, that's what made the difference, So yeah, it's really all about taking away those headaches and making it easy for the businesses so that they're able to concentrate on other things.
Awesome, man. I really
Yeah.
appreciate that. Yeah, people go to bigcommerce.com, start your trial today, just circle around and see if it's a good fit for your business. Guess what? It will be. It will be a good fit for your business. Bigcommerce.com. Of course, we'll put up links here at Art of Fatherhood, but we appreciate fine folks like Patrick Quinn and everybody else over at Bigcommerce supporting the Art of Fatherhood. So we appreciate that. Now we're gonna finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. You ready, sir?
I think I am. Let's hit it.
Movie you guys, you and your kids are enjoying right now is what?
Oh, Hunt for the Wilder People. It is amazing. It's one of the funnier movies I've ever seen. It is so, like, it's just such a positive movie. And my 12 and 15 year old and I absolutely loved it. I can't say enough good things about this movie. So Hunt for the Wilder People, I think it's on Netflix right now, and it's a Taika Waititi movie. So if you haven't seen it yet, Art, you and your kids need to sit down and watch it. It is. Oh, no.
We will. We got the week, long weekend coming up. We'll go see.
I am telling you, you're gonna watch it, and you're gonna text me that night and be like, what was I thinking to not watch this? It's amazing.
Love it. See, and this is a great question for you because you're a music guy. Certain band you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to, or is there a band, and like, because your kids are at the age where they might even showcasing like some bands that you should check out. So it could be either or. You pick, man. Is there a band you couldn't wait to introduce them to a certain age they got to appreciate that band? Or did they introduce you recently and you're like, oh, this is a pretty good band?
I'm gonna give this a two-part answer, if that's cool. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, The Clash. The Clash is my favorite band. They have been since forever. I got the Rockabye Baby Clash album. So it's like the lullaby music for The Clash when they were little. Kaylee's bedtime song was a variation of the Guns of Brixton that we call the Drums of Brixton. And I just changed the words around to be something that's very, you know, go to bed friendly. So The Clash is the band, and you know, my kids all know them now. They know all the band members, and they know a good portion of the songs, which is great. But on the flip side of that, my daughter especially has introduced me to a lot of different music, a lot of different bands and artists, and stuff that's not like, it's not like obscure, but things I just typically wouldn't have listened to. For instance, Harry Styles, amazing. I like, you know, it's somebody I just probably would have just been like, oh yeah, you know, pop artist, no big deal. And then all of a sudden I'm listening to stuff and I'm like, wow, this guy is flipping awesome. So, you know, and not just like his music, but his, you know, he's got all the showmanship behind him. He's a really, really good artist and somebody I probably wouldn't have appreciated if it wasn't for my daughter really introducing him to me.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite book, it doesn't have to be anything about parenthood or anything along those lines, but last good book, because again, you read books, love music, all that good stuff. Last good book that people should check out, because like besides Ready Player One and some other books, you like, hey, check these out. What is a book that you recently read that people should check out?
Oh man, I want to look at my book stack behind me and get an idea here because I can't really remember.
You read a lot of books, man.
So. I do. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what a good one was that was recent. What the heck is the series now? Darker Shade of Red?
Okay.
Something like that. Dang it. I'm going to forget the names. It's a series and I'm actually midway through them. I would say that one or Patrick Rothfuss's Name of the Wind. Although with that book, and it's not, I shouldn't say I read it recently, but that is a book that I want to recommend to everybody. It's a series also, but the first two books came out and it's been like a million years since he's releasing the third one. He's like J.R.R. Martin, whatever his name is, that he's just not releasing this last book and it's killing everybody. So Winds of Winter or something like that. No, that's the other one. But anyway, I'll let you know the other one. I think it's like Darker Shade of Magic. Darker Shade of Magic. That's it. Darker Shade of Magic. That series. Really good.
I love how excited you get. It's a great video game. Either like the ones you're like digging with your kids right now, or a video game that you've been playing recently. You're like, yeah, you should check this out.
You know what? I don't have to tell anybody to check out Fortnite because my son got me start playing on that, and man, it is addictive. But the video game, the greatest video game I think I've ever played, and I played it throughout the pandemic with while my four, five, and now today, 6 year old sat with me and played, and now is like he gets in there and defeats the boss level with no problem. Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. It is nice. Just a beautiful game. There's players from every level could play it, and there is battling, but as you play it, you realize like all of the monsters that you defeat regenerate. So it's not like you're killing things really, you know, you're just defeating them. But there's puzzles in it. There's just, I mean, you could just explore and just travel like this beautiful world that the game has. It's just, it's an amazing, like that game blew my mind when I actually started playing it. I mean, I think I was 2 years beyond everybody else playing it, but still, once I started, I was like, it's wonderful. What a great game.
Great recommendation. My daughters have been playing that. Like, that's the game of choice in our house right now. Like,
yes.
That and NHL 22. You've been playing that game?
Sweet.
Yeah. Like, my youngest, she loves playing as the Bruins. My oldest loves playing as the Rangers, and I'm playing as the Hurricanes, but they're dressed as the Whalers because they were in Hartford and they came to Carolina. But yeah, like they're obsessed with it. And I remember I interviewed Will Wheaton, and he created Blaine Gretzky from the metaverse of NHL, and he plays.
Nice.
And there's one like dude that follows Blaine Gretzky in the different, because he plays the full season, and it's great. If you follow Will Wheaton on like Instagram, he shares like the life story of this guy he created. So it's kind of funny.
Amazing.
And lastly, top three words you hope your kid would use to describe you as a dad.
What do you want? Oh man, I would say supportive, loving, and fun.
Nice. Great three words right there. Great three words. People, make sure you go to bigcommerce.com, start your free trial, check it out. It's going to make your life so much simpler, no matter what size business you're running. Check it out. Obviously, you heard Patrick talk all about the good things, and there's so much more. I mean, we just skimmed the surface because we probably could have like a 13-hour episode on all the good things from BigCommerce. But again, thanks to BigCommerce for sponsoring The Art of Fatherhood. Patrick, thank you for the time. I appreciate you being generous with your time, and I wish you and your family, of course, success, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for checking out this week's edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Please rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And also go to artoffatherhood.net. You can have a chance to check out some great articles like the weekly Dad's Doing It Right column, the Collector of the Week, and many more. Plus, you have a chance to win some very cool prizes like video games, collectibles, all that good stuff. Go to artoffatherhood.net. And please make sure you rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts, because that'll greatly appreciate it to get the word out on the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.